Welcome to this episode of Tennessee Fro with Reading High, my host Felicia Baxter. And I'm so sorry if you mistook my, or anyone that is bothering to listen to me, mistook my title of this show or how I posted on social media. I am happy that the process of electing the president of the United States is being taken so seriously and so many people are watching it. But I'm utterly heartbroken about what's going on. And someone contacted me on Facebook. And they were like, you were in such a rush to move to Tennessee. What did you expect? This person, I didn't expect this person to be, to portray empathy or to be supportive, because I don't think that this person sees that as their role. But it just seems like they take every opportunity to take a dig and to be really just contrary. So out of respect to them, I'm not going to say who they are, but they should not be surprised if I treat you just like everybody else that I don't really need to listen to. And if you're going to continue to bring negativity into my sphere, don't fuck with me is the first thing I'm going to need to tell you, because I'm not that bitch. I'm so over it right now. I'm short on empathy, my damn self, and I'm very short on patience. So don't be surprised if you are blocked. Don't be surprised if I hide all of your little responses, because I can't have any more of that. I can't take in but so much, because I'm going to snap. What I have learned that there are, when you make decisions, there are repercussions to the decisions, and I get that. But don't pile on and say, what did you think? You're no better than anybody else, when they basically say, why would you move to somewhere where they don't really want you to be? And that's where I am this morning. I'm tired of these highly conservative Republicans that are willing that refuse to stand up to what I consider tyranny and lies that only represent a top of the percentage of this country, and it doesn't represent the country at all. Who am I? I'm a 49-year-old African-American professional woman. I bleed cowboys. I did bleed the support of my medical school. I'm all about Mary Washington College, now University of Mary Washington. I feel it as a privilege and an honor to be blessed with everything that I've worked so hard for. I also feel it as a privilege and an honor to get to ride the truck or car that I want and to be able to have the opportunity to live wherever I want and to travel and to do so many great things. I'm actually also feel it as an honor to have this platform to vent. Who knew? As an American or who I thought I was a part of this country, I'm a U.S. citizen. I have a passport to prove it. It means freedom. It means boundless opportunity. All of these things. All of these things is what I consider to be the quintessential American citizen. Freedom, opportunities, nerdy pursuits. I have a right to do all of those things. And also, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, but I can if I wanted to. But there are 68 and counting million people that says I shouldn't, or I shouldn't be allowed to. Those are the people that supported Donald Trump. From a lot of what that number means to me is from a lot of standpoint, and I see all of this going back and forth on the news about I'm going to sue, it's not fair, they should stop counting, but I need you to count all of the votes because I want you to stop counting where I'm actually kind of winning, because I know if you continue to count the rest of those votes in unfavorably, it's going to make me lose. So I'm going to try to manipulate the laws, which as a sociopath, I don't follow, but I'm going to use the law to manipulate the law because I want what I want. That doesn't make any sense to me. And why are you trying to hold someone that is a sociopath that doesn't follow the rules within the rules? That doesn't make any sense. That's why he has to go. And that's why I'm so disappointed in my state and this red slash up the middle of this country that is representative of the divisions in this country, because we got 68 million and counting people that really don't believe none of us, females, brown people, all of those, we don't deserve to be here. That is what is so disheartening. That is what it breaks my heart. When I listen to Ray Charles's America the Beautiful, because this, I thought I lived in one of the most beautiful countries in the world, in one of the most beautiful states in the union. But then I find out that you're willing to have this representative of foolishness rep me? I don't think so. And make all these rules that affect me and anyone that looks like me harshly and negatively. You're okay with that. And I was so proud to have my sticker, but I realized if this red, y'all are just not slick. Because it represents what, how the conservative, the people within my age group, but white, mean and want to keep this state and all of the surrounding states. Republican, conservative, stay in your place. None of that stuff applies to us, but it does. And how am I going to vote, where I'm going to live, where I'm going to spend my money is going to be dependent on that. You had someone that was willing to buy local because it was made in Tennessee. It was quintessentially American. But why am I going to support something like that when it represents nothing that that doesn't really represent me? And that's where you can't. If you can't get your mind around that, then you're right. Why are you here? Well, I'm going to stay. And this is the reason. One of the reasons why I'm going to stay is because I'm an obnoxious heifer. I'm really vindictive. And if I can find a way to beat you at your own game and get the fuck what I want, I'm be able to do that. So this is a warning to local artisans that voted for that fool, for any agents that supports the rhetoric and voted for that fool, because it wasn't just my age group that actually supported. You had to have a 90% and surrounding all age groups, socioeconomic classes had to support that. So this is what you got. I know I'm not going to waste my talent from a medical standpoint on anybody in this goddamn state. Y'all can suck it. No, I'm not going to risk my life for anybody in this state and any other red state. Don't call me. I'm not available. I got a whole bunch of pain I have to process, and I'm not going to put my life on the line. I'm not that good of a Christian. I'm just going to put that out there, and I'm going to freely admit that. I need time to be able to process where I am right now, because as of it was very brief, I was about to book because I was like, why the fuck am I here? Why did I sell my property in North Carolina for this bullshit? When I'm running back truly toward headlong to nonsense, when nobody actually here gives a fuck about me. So I have to, but it's Thursday. That's another Thursday. What is the difference between today and yesterday, that I have more knowledge of it or I'm able to process it sanely? Yes, because I get the opportunity one more time and I actually, absolutely get to live. I am always a skeptic and always cynical, and I don't think most people ain't worth shit. And that's what this election has actually proved, especially for my state, but not surprisingly so. So if the intent of who I was talking about before was to make me say or make me feel that people ain't shit, so what do you expect? Yeah, I get that. But I also know on a deeper level what you actually meant. I know that you would love to prove, nah, ha, ha, ha. There you go again, making bad decisions. Well, I don't think it was such a bad decision because I am in the position where I can actually see a little bit clearly, and I still get and have the opportunity to make some moves to piss off a whole bunch of people. My intent in the upcoming months is to prepare myself to make one of the biggest moves of my life. A property, and it has to do with property, and this is like some first world shit that most people don't have to worry about, but I actually get to dream. I have the opportunity to take a property that is probably going to piss off a whole bunch of white people and a whole bunch of Confederate ghosts, because it's right on one of the most prestigious locations in this city, overlooking the city. And that will be one of the pinnacles of my life and career. I'm hopeful that it will be noticed so much that look at this little black girl from nothing and look what she actually has now. And it will give the double middle finger to a whole bunch of people that just said, because I can't or I shouldn't, because of who you are and what you look like. You shouldn't have all these things, but that makes the victory sweeter, you know? All those naysayers and all those people that thought, oh, I knew she wasn't going to amount to anything, and look at it. That's where it is. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about getting my life and my health in order so I can actually enjoy it in peace and without pain. I know it's not going to be easy. I know that there are going to be a lot of people that are not going to be able to ride for me. And I know there's going to be other people that I'm going to have to leave behind because I can't have people pulling at me and wanting me to do X, Y, and Z for what? And I've been saying this for a while. I don't find comfort in numbers. And right now, I definitely don't find comfort in numbers of a bunch of people that don't really look like me. Because, and that has to be okay. And you're going to have to get that. When I actually say y'all, it's because I know it. There is a difference between us. There is. And we're not going to, and you saying you're colorblind is only going to piss me the fuck off. Because you still don't understand. By you ignoring the color, that makes it even more. That means it's not important enough for you to try to understand or to basically concede defeat and say, I don't understand, but I'm going to respect your pain and I'm going to respect your space because just because I'm a thinking, feeling person. You can't handle it anyway. Just back up and just leave the sister alone and let me process my pain for a minute. I'm absolutely lucky that I'm hopeful that people will get this message and let me process it all, and let me work through it, and let me just be me because my trust has been broken in what support looks like and what, and it's taking a hit because I was feeling safe for once, but I don't feel all that safe again. So I'm going to have to actually build up some newer psychological walls to actually help protect myself, to allow myself to heal. I honestly think this is going to be the most perfect time to be a creative because I'm going to have an outlet because I don't really trust outside too much because it's too people-y. I think this is going to be the opportunity for me to use my time more efficiently and more creatively to make the output that is going to be necessary for me to become and to secure who I am and my place and to show off a little bit that in spite of you trying to beat me down, despite of you not believing in me, despite of you thinking that all the work that I do and all of my success to this point, I still don't want to be successful for some reason. That blows my mind too. You don't get it. And if you don't get that, you don't get me. So who am I? I'm Dale Baxter's daughter. I am Mary Eliza Jane James Smith's granddaughter. I am Felicia. I am that chick with the fro, with the attitude. I'm a skeptic. I'm a cynic. But most of all, I am me. I'm not going to be able to hide it, and I can't change it. And you're going to have to deal with me. If I were you, though, I would just ask how to deal with me. If you don't want an honest, blunt opinion, don't step to me. I'm not your freaking token. You got some shit that you gonna have to process on your own because I ain't the one. I ain't the one. I'm not the bomb of Gilead for racial tensions in this country. I am just trying to survive and I'm trying to heal from this heartbreak. Once again, I think society has let me and a whole bunch of people that look like me down, but that's okay. We got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving. And that's where I'm going to actually end this live episode of Tennessee Froid, or live from, I'm actually going to have to change that. I'm actually just going to have to make it the Talking Fro, because I'm a little mad at Tennessee right now. But I'm absolutely honored if you listen to this episode and join me as I journey back to normalcy. And how is that going to look? And thank you. He's now in the